In Illinois, three different mega donors are spending tens of millions to influence the outcome of the Republican primary for governor in Tuesday's election. From WBEZ in Chicago, Dave McKinney reports.
To be clear, there's only one billionaire on Tuesday's ballot, and that billionaire is a Democrat, incumbent Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. But Pritzker and the Democratic Governors Association have been putting up millions of dollars in an attempt to help an obscure and ultra-conservative Illinois lawmaker, Darren Bailey. That's because they believe he'd be the easiest of six Republicans to defeat this fall.
Tell Darren Bailey his policies are just too conservative for Illinois.
It's not all that uncommon for one party to interfere with the other's primary, but it doesn't always work. In this case, Republican primary voters seem to be buying into it. Pritzker's ads speak a coded language to Republican voters, and Bailey seemed to welcome the help to win the crowded GOP primary in an interview with ABC in the Quad Cities.
I think it's obvious that Governor Pritzker thinks I'm the easiest candidate to beat, and my message to Governor Pritzker is be careful what you wish for because it's coming right towards you. So the people of Illinois are absolutely fed up with the state of our state. They're ready for something different.
Bailey is a grain farmer from southern Illinois. He's got a distinct twang in his voice. He's pro-gun. He's against abortion rights. He was endorsed by former President Trump over the weekend. And Bailey constantly trashes Chicago, despite the fact that as governor, he'd be overseeing that economic engine of the state.
Let's just call it like it is. Let's think about Chicago, a crime-ridden, corrupt, dysfunctional hellhole.
That's Bailey at a debate on Chicago's WGN station. Bailey went so far as to sponsor a resolution that would separate Chicago from the rest of Illinois. It went nowhere in the state's Democratic-led legislature. That kind of rhetoric, though, has endeared him to wealthy businessman Dick Uline, who runs a shipping supply company bearing his last name. He's a major Republican donor who funded a group involved in the rally before the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Uline's given Bailey's campaign more than $9 million. Now, traditionally, Illinois GOP voters support more moderate Republicans, someone like Richard Ervin. Ervin's the mayor of the Chicago suburb of Aurora, a town once made famous by Wayne's World.
Let me bring you up to speed. My name is Wayne Campbell. I live in Aurora, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. Excellent.
Ervin had all the excellent makings of running a highly competitive campaign in November for being a Republican in a Democratic state. Thanks in large part to the $50 million billionaire Ken Griffin pumped into his campaign. Griffin has had an ongoing vendetta with Governor Pritzker as the two clash most notably on whether the state should tax the rich more than everyone else. But despite all that Ken Griffin money, polls show Ervin's campaign hasn't taken off with Republican primary voters. It appears he hasn't passed the Republican litmus test. Ervin won't say what he'd do now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. And he refuses to say whether he supported Donald Trump. In fact, Ervin deflects questions about Trump as if he's being set up by Democrats, even though polling here has shown a majority of GOP primary voters want to know the answer to that question.
I'm not going to fall into the trap of J.B. Pritzker talking about what he thinks we should be talking about.
Lately, he's had to pivot how he talks about his candidacy, making the case that a hard-right candidate like Darren Bailey cannot beat Pritzker come November.
A vote for Darren Bailey is a vote for J.B. Pritzker.
It's a wager that Pritzker himself is willing to bet big on. For NPR News, I'm Dave McKinney in Chicago.